Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, March 24th, 2022. And today we are reading from the Big Book in the Roman numerals, starting the doctor's opinion on page XXV. We will begin with the first three paragraphs. They begin with, "We of Alcoholics Anonymous believe," and end with, "A type I had come to regard as hopeless." Today's readers are the 12 steps, Rhonda R., the 12 traditions, Linda B. Reading the text today and breaking that open for us will be Shelley E., and then Mary B. and Leslie W. will be support and backup. Fran V. will be a newcomer greeter, and Lois P. will give you some announcements at the top of the hour, so stick around until then. The share ID numbers for yesterday's Big Book study meeting at 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022 is 18727, 18,727. And then the 7 a.m. meeting this morning, Thursday, March 24th, 2022, that share ID number is 18730, 18,730. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you so much for the opportunity to do service. I will pass.
Thank you very much, Rhonda, for reading those steps. I will now ask Linda B. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Linda?
Hi, Melanie, and thank you. Hello, my OA fellows. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater named Linda, and I'm in Ontario, Canada. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I thank you for this opportunity to be of service, and I will pass.
Thank you very much, Linda B. from Canada. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Take note, this is a star 1 key function only for muting purposes here on this meeting. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're beginning the chapter, The Doctor's Opinion, on page XXV. We're going to begin with paragraph 1, reading through 3 paragraphs, and it begins with, "We of Alcoholics Anonymous believe that," and ends with, "a type I have come to regard as hopeless." And I would like for Shelley E. to read those 3 paragraphs, please, and then describe the directions and the experience on that portion of reading today. Hi, Shelley. Good morning.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. I'm so excited to be starting the doctor's opinion. Here we go. We of Alcoholics Anonymous believe that the reader will be interested in the medical estimate of the plan of recovery described in this book. Convincing testimony must surely come from medical men who have had experience with the sufferings of our members and have witnessed our return to health. A well-known doctor, chief physician at a nationally prominent hospital specializing in alcoholic and drug addiction, gave Alcoholics Anonymous this letter, to whom it may concern. I have specialized in the treatment of alcoholism for many years. In late 1934, I attended a patient who, though he had been a competent businessman of good earning capacity, was an alcoholic of a type I had come to regard as hopeless. Again, Shelley E., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. So when I start this with a sponsee, I always make note of we, in that right there it tells me that I'm not alone in this. And I know people have problems when we say it's a we program, but to me, it is a we program. And when I first read this, I was at my very first OA meeting. I had no idea what OA was about. And my little home meeting, the first thing they do when you're a newcomer is they read the doctor's opinion. It's probably really common. I don't know. And when they started this, I thought, oh, okay, I'm at a place where they're going to accept me, you know. And then when I saw, when they started, oh my gosh, I could identify in a way that I had never identified in before. I thought I was the only person. I thought it was so, you know, unique in the things that I did with food. But come to find out, it's a real allergy. It's a real thing. It's not just a willpower thing. It's a lack of power, lack of spiritual power. And what this tells me is that they're going to give me convincing testimony. And not only that, a well-known doctor, and I'm not a historian in the big book, but I know from what I've heard in the past that this was a big deal for this doctor to come out and put this letter out. This is a brand new thing, brand new idea. And, you know, to come out and say, hey, we're having these great things happen, it's a big deal to put your name on the, out on the line. And he was willing to do that. Dr. Silverworth was willing to do that. And I also really appreciate the fact that this person that he is going to describe, the competent businessman of good earning, he was regarded as hopeless. And what we know about the word hopeless was that they were out of ideas. You know, at that point, they were trying everything. They were putting people in sanitariums because they couldn't quit drinking. The definition of hopeless right now that I just read today was having no expectation of good or success, despairing, not susceptible to remedy or cure. Doctors say his condition is hopeless. And so these were poor, these are people that were just written off and they were having success with them. And so that right there gives me hope. If you're a newcomer, stay. It's about to get really good. I hope that you're able to recognize yourself and also to hear the solution because it's within these pages of our big book. With that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you, Shelley E. from Texas. So I'd like to open up the lines for additional comments on those three paragraphs. You'll find us on page XXV in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, taking apart the first three paragraphs of the doctor's opinion, step one. And although we value your experience and we're all eager to share on this chapter of the vital first step, I do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So can I take a lineup of about six people or so? Give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state. Bonnie B.
Mary B., Arizona.
I got
Kristen
a Bonnie
R.
B., I got a Mary B., and I got a Kristen R.? Kristen R., okay?
Yeah.
Who else is ready? Well, I'm excited to get going. Let's go with Mary B. I'm sorry, Bonnie B., Mary B., and Kristen R. Hi, Mary. Oh, my goodness, my tongue. I'm so excited. Bonnie B., please, you're up first for three.
Thank you so kindly, and I don't blame you. Oh, my word. Bonnie B., recovered by the grace of God today. Oh, my, when I saw this today. You know, this was, sorry, I'm going to start my timer. This was the beginning for me. When I came into this program and I read, you know, the doctor's opinion, for the first time in 58 years, I thought to myself, could this be the answer? Could there actually be something here that I didn't know about? Oh, my word, it gave me a hope like I had never had. And I look at some of these words in these first three paragraphs and I think, okay, it tells us it's we. And the gal that did the opening, thank you so much. It was beautiful. It has to be we for me. If it's not we, I don't stand a chance because my whole life was all about isolation, and I got it. And if we jump, I know we're not there, but on page 31, when it talks about some of the different methods we tried, it shows you what I tried, right? So this is a we program, and this is where the fun begins because I'm not alone. And for the first time in my life, I found a community. And not just the community, but people that understood me and people that grabbed my hand and pulled me back from the edge of that cliff over and over and over. And I was given a plan of recovery, and that plan came with a testimony. You know, I looked up that word testimony because it's just so amazing. It says evidence or proof provided by the existence or the appearance of something. So it's great that a doctor was like recommending this, but it would mean nothing if he didn't have evidence or proof, because we've all done the gamut, right? And we've had the one or twos here or there, but we've got a group of thousands of people who have the exact same thing that I have, who have been recovered and stay recovered because they follow the plan. It's beautiful. And then that very last line where it says, I come to regard as hopeless. Yeah, this is the place I had to be. I really had to come to that point where there was no other door. But again, reading this made me think, maybe there's an answer. And so everything within me, when I read this part in the book, makes me scream, oh, for anyone that hasn't figured it out, do not leave these rooms, because you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. Everything that I had dreamed about, I thought the golden ticket was to get into a certain size pants. Guess what? Not. The golden ticket is to be free in my mind, happy, joyous, and free, so I can be of maximum service to God and other people. And yeah, by the way, you do end up at the body weight you're supposed to be, because that's how the program works. But the golden ticket truly is to be of service to other people. And so stick around if you're new. Thank you so much. I will pass, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Bonnie B. from Minnesota, Florida. Thank you for kicking us off here, too. Mary B., you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Kristen R. But I'm telling you, folks, in 6 minutes, we'll have a chance to open up the lines for additional comments on those three paragraphs. Hi, Mary B.
Hi. Good morning, my fellows. Wow. Mary B., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater here in Phoenix, Arizona. Wow. I hope I embarrassed you, Mel. Thanks for your enthusiasm this morning. Because I remember back in the day when I was in the food, I had very little enthusiasm. And yes, I too, like many others on the line this morning, are just so thrilled to be back in the doctor's opinion. When I work with my sponsees, we read the big book together. But I've come to learn and develop. I might as well just read the doctor's opinion because I have so much to say. And I'm not going to stop them every paragraph and every line to comment. This is bringing tears to my eyes. The well-known doctor physician, chief physician at nationally prominent hospital, of course, was Dr. William D. Silkworth at Charles Towns Hospital there in New York, where Bill had his last day before he sobered up. And the patient he attended, of course, was Bill Wilson, who was a competent businessman of good earning capacity. But the problem for Bill, like many of us, he had the ism. Which I have. I've been in Overeaters Anonymous, it'll be 39 years on June the 3rd, which just blows my mind. But 34 years of it, I was a chronic relapser. I hope many people who are listening to this know what I'm talking about. I could not get abstinent to save my soul. I wanted abstinence so bad. If you told me to eat glass or walk on hot burning coals, I would have done it to get abstinent, but I just couldn't give it up. And God finally stepped in just before I came, found out about a vision for you. I will have 5 years of abstinence on May 31st. I came to vision for the first time June 2nd, about 2 or 3 days later. And it's just been an amazing, amazing journey. I have suffered the pangs of compulsive overeating. I know what it is to be constantly looking for the diet and thinking about binging my brains out at the same time, lying to family and friends, telling them on a diet and binging behind their backs, hiding the wrappers, trying to find a place to hide out to binge. I would pull up at night at the school, the high school or the grammar school, where it was quiet, and I would sit there in the car and I would binge. I would binge driving down the street, throwing the wrappers outside the window. often wondering why the cops didn't stop me and say, what the heck do you think you're doing, lady? And on and on and on. I live a life free from the bondage of compulsive overeating. I want to thank you all. I want to thank Overeaters Anonymous for giving me a new life once again. Thank you, Mel, and everybody for service. I pass.
Thank you very much, Mary B. from Arizona. You will find us in the doctor's opinion, step one today, beginning the instructions for abstinence. First three paragraphs on page XXV, so get prepared in 3 minutes after Kristen R. shares. I'd like to open up the line again, but for now, Kristen, it's your turn. Good morning.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you for your service today, and thank you to everybody who makes this meeting possible. My name is Kristen R. I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater, and I live in Virginia. So when I first came into program and the first time I read the doctor's opinion, the very first time, I used it to identify out. You know, I just looked at this and I thought, well, these are alcoholics and, you know, nobody has ever regarded me as hopeless. I'm not a hopeless case. So again and again, I would identify out. I would keep sort of working the program, sort of being abstinent, sort of helping other people, you know, when I felt like it. But I just wasn't on my knees yet. I hadn't surrendered. And when I, after my last relapse, when I came back in, I finally was willing to listen to this chapter and begin to realize that I was no different. It doesn't matter the severity of my disease or anything like that. I was no different from these hopeless alcoholics because my life was on the line. Maybe I wasn't going to die tomorrow from compulsive eating, but my depressions were so bad, my anxiety was so bad that I could barely function. I have two small children and I would be sleeping on Sunday afternoon because my anxiety was so bad. So again, you know, I had to look for not where I identified out, but where I identified in. What was it that was similar to me? What could I relate to? And now I read the doctor's opinion with a completely different frame of mind. I read it, I'm grateful because it explains so perfectly what the problem is and then even begins to touch on what the solution is. And there is a solution. There is a way out of this hell. If you're a newcomer and you're struggling, there is a way out. Just keep, stay abstinent, work the steps, and you can do this. So with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Kristen R., for your share this morning from Virginia. I'd like to open up the lines now for additional comments. And although we
sure
do value your experience and the wonderful enthusiasm that we have about cracking open the first step here today, we'd ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And I'd like to take your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state. And I think I heard Sherry.
Sherry Z. Sorry about that. Too enthusiastic.
In California.
Oh, Diane Ian.
Me too.
Diane Ian.
Tova E. Jennifer T. New York. Jennifer T.
Diane N. from Georgia.
Diane N. Okay.
Jim E.
Jim E. Great lineup. Let's go with that lineup. Sherry Z., Tova E., Jennifer T., Diane N., and Jim E. Kick us off, Sherry Z., for 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Sherry Z., recovered in California, and so enthusiastic this morning. I just want to say thank you for your service. Thank you all of you for a vision. And today is my birthday, my natal birthday. And today is the 32nd year that I have been in OA. And yet 31 years of that, I struggled to find freedom. I just never got it. I didn't believe that I could get it. I thought I was going to be one of the suffering members who gets it 85%, who gets some of it, but doesn't get all of it. And then I found vision and working these steps with my sponsor, who I just want to say, I called her a year before I actually started working with her She told me what was required, and I said, thank you so much, and called her back a year later. And when I called her back a year later, I said, just tell me what to do. And when we started the doctor's opinion, when it said to whom it may concern, she said, cross that out and write, dear Sherry. And something happened in me. It was like, wait a minute. Dear Sherry, the book is talking to me. Literally, me. You are an alcoholic. And I stopped seeing this book as a book for my dad or my brother or all the other addicts in my life. I started to see I am a true addict, compulsive overeater, and I will do anything to recover. And for all those out there, you know, my journey was 32 years long. So, you know, it's never too short, it's never too long. It's just my experience. And I believe all those years, all those meetings, everything got me to freedom. And I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to celebrate my 53rd birthday today. And I just also have to say, it's a true miracle on so many levels. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sherry Z from California. Tova E, you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Jennifer T will follow you.
Oh, hi, this is Tova E, a compulsive overeater from the Chicago area. Just so grateful to be on the meeting. I've started back after like 10 years in May, and I've been struggling. I have good weeks of abstinence and bad weeks. I do have a sponsor. I am trying to work the steps, kind of going slow, but I'm trying. And I'm trying to go to 2 meetings a day now, actually, just because I've, you know, got struggles in my life like everybody else does. You know, a sick husband, you know, lots of unknowns, just like everybody else. And, you know, hearing the doctor's opinion and from a medical profession, a smart man, I mean, it does really speak to me and give me hope. And I'm getting so much hope from all the shares about people struggling and it not coming easy for people and it taking time. So instead of beating myself up, because I unfortunately broke my abstinence last night and had a little binge, I am trying to be kind to myself and gentle and say, hey, I just got to keep at it. I got to keep coming back. And I got to keep working the program. I mean, I do sometimes get frustrated with the big book because I feel like for alcoholics, some of the stories, it was just such an immediate, instant cure. And I mean, I feel like with food, it's so frustrating because it's everywhere. And we recently had a holiday in my faith. I'm Jewish and it was Purim and there was just so much candy and junk around. And like, I should have gotten it out of the house. That would have been the smart thing to do. But I didn't. And so I set myself up for failure. But, you know, I'm not a failure. You know, I'm a child of God. I have my fellows. I have this program. I can start over and keep coming back. And with that, I thank everybody. I know it takes a lot of effort to put on these meetings, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tova E. from Illinois. Next up is Jennifer T. with 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Jennifer T., grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater in New York. You know, I'm so emotional this morning as I listen to the shares and we start the doctor's opinion, because for so many of us, and certainly for me, this is where it starts. You know, I had this book in my hands as a member of another 12-step program from the time I was 15 years old. And yet I continued to struggle and to binge and purge and go to, you know, other, you know, I've been in and out of food fellowship, in and out of various paid programs. Who, you know, I don't have to tell everybody's story. We know these things, we do. And yet it just, I always came back to feeling hopeless. I am never going to recover from this hellish cycle of eating and eating and then restricting and restricting. I am never going to get better. And finally, it's only God could help me do this. This is not something I did on my own. I got a step sponsor, a step guide. And if you're on this line this morning and you don't have one, I pray for you to get a step guide and have somebody take you through this book, because I had the answer all along. This book was sitting on my shelf for years and I never picked it up and cracked this book and learned that there was a solution to what I was going through. And so when I look at the doctor's opinion now and just the first part of it, and I say to myself, you know what? Yeah, I had come to regard myself as hopeless. I had made that diagnosis of myself. And it took somebody taking me through this book to unlock the key to the door that would begin to show me that there is hope, there is a solution, there is recovery on the other side. And I'm just so grateful to be on Vision this morning. And I thank everybody for their service. Thank you. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Jennifer T. Next up is Diane N. for 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Diane. I'm recovered.
There you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater, recovered today by God's grace and mercy. Thank you for taking my line to share. And I am so humbled today, humbled and to be able to share and to be able to say I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater, because I haven't always been able to say that. I've been in the room for 42 years. 39 of those years, I struggled. I'm a chronic relapser. And I heard someone say that they were told to say that they are a relapse survivor. That's me. And so I was so grateful when I heard the lead share talk about hopeless, being hopeless, because I think when I came in, not only was I hopeless, and I've been in the room all those years, not only was I hopeless, I was helpless. I used to say that when I came in, I was hopeless and helpless. I mean, I just had nowhere else to go. And throughout the years, I don't know how often I thought that I was one of those unfortunate. I just thought I just couldn't get it. And because of this disease, helpless, it's like I just couldn't stop eating compulsively once I started. But when I hear the definition of hopeless, I mean, I was helpless because I couldn't stop because of the allergy. But hopeless means that I had ran out of ideas. And I don't know why it took me so long to keep trying to do it my way. But finally, I guess maybe 2 years ago, during the pandemic, I was finally able to receive the gift of recovery. And like I said, I think I just ran out of ideas. I really was hopeless all those years because I kept thinking, oh, yeah, why should I do those steps? There's got to be an easier, softer way. I didn't mind doing steps 1, 2, and 3 because they require no action. But when it came to 4, it was a battle. But today, I live in step 10, 11, and 12, which means I'm doing the 4th step every single day. And I've stopped fighting. I've stopped resisting. I've stopped trying to analyze. I just received, and I was able to receive this miracle. And it is a miracle. I just never knew that these promises, the way that I know, see, I'm working them today or the way I'm living in them today. So I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for all I've heard because what I've heard, I can relate to it. I can relate because it's me, because it is a week program, because you guys are family and you understand what I'm going through. So today, I think
that'd
I was
be
thinking,
fine.
Thank you so much. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much. That's Diane N. from Georgia. Next up is Jim E., and then we're going to open up the lines to what the time looks like. We have up to 4 additional shares possible. So get ready after 3 minutes and Jim's share from Vancouver. Hi, Jim.
Hi, I'm Jim, compulsive overeater on Vancouver Island in BC, Canada. Really grateful to be on the meeting. Two things really stood out for me this morning from those paragraphs. The first was the word we. And I never lived my life with we. It was me. What do I want? How do I get it? And I didn't trust anyone else. And I threw my self-will and my intellect at problems and to get what I want. And this, you know, the first step says, we admit it, you know, there's the we right there. And then how it works says, here are the steps we took. Not these are the steps you have to take. It's here are the steps we took, just sharing our experience. This is what, this is the solution we have. And it's here if you are willing to do it. The other thing that really stood out this morning is that word hopeless. But it doesn't say exactly that we are hopeless or were hopeless, but that this doctor had come to regard us as hopeless. And also in the foreword to the first edition, it says we have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Seemingly. So that tells me there is hope. And it's in the, for me, it was in the big book and the 12 steps. Without a spiritual solution, you know, I'm chasing my tail. I'm running around in circles, and there's really nothing but the cycle and going through those stages of a spree, you know, over and over and over. And yeah, you know, for me, I'm abstinent since December 3rd of last year. I got a sponsor. We worked a step straight out of the big book. We had gone from steps 1 to 12 in 8 days. What I really learned quite a bit from listening to one of the Sunday special edition speakers was the importance of 10, 11, and 12. There is no end of the steps, you know. 10, 11, and 12 is how I live my life. Thank you. Every day to stay abstinent and stay recovered. And I'm very grateful. And thank you. I pass.
Thank you very much, Jim. Yeah, thank you very much, Jim E. from Vancouver, Canada. Time's going to allow us to have 3 or 4 more additional comments on your experience. From the doctor's opinion, page XXV, the first 3 paragraphs. We'd love to hear from you. First name, first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state if you'd like to share that. I'm ready to take some additional names.
Don G. from Texas.
Hi, Don G. from Texas.
Hani R., New Jersey.
Hi, Hani. Anyone else before Dawn starts sharing?
Donna Kay from Ohio.
Did you say Donna Kay?
Yes.
From Ohio.
Thank you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. Thank you so much. Okay, so Don G., Hani R., and Donna K. will share this morning. Up first, 3 minutes. Don, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm Don G. from Texas, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. This meeting has been fantastic today, and I really appreciate the sharers so much. You know, happy birthday to the other fellow. Every day is a birthday for me. Not my natal birthday, but my natal birthday is coming up. And I absolutely would not have be having this birthday if it weren't for this program. I was absolutely praying to die. I realized that God was not going to let me die in the way that I was praying for, but it was going to be a really slow, painful death. And he stepped in and, you know, really got me into the rooms of this program, which has absolutely saved my life. And, you know, I have tested these steps. I have pushed the boundaries to say, do these matter? Do I need them? Are they really that valuable? You know, I've tested what my sponsors have told me. I've tested what fellows have told me. And it always comes back to, no, I have to just do what's in here. It's never, every time it's led me down the path of hopelessness when I haven't followed the really simple instructions in this book. And, you know, I just love the share that says they've come to regard as hopeless. Like, people just didn't know what to do with me. And, you know, I had all the advice in the world and nothing was helping. And, you know, I put so many resources to trying to cure myself and just nothing worked. And here, this is in front of me all the time. And I'm just so, so grateful. You know, I'm just kind of going through some things where, like I said, I'm testing the different things that are in here. They say, if you don't believe this, try this for yourself. And I'm going to. And lo and behold, they were right. So, you know, I just really want to welcome all the newcomers today. Offer eternal gratitude for all the people who have gone before me, who have shared their experience, strength, and hope, and the writers of this book, and mostly my higher power for stepping in to save me when I was really close to a dropping off point. So thank you all, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Don G. from Texas. Next up, Honey R. from New Jersey, and then Donna K. in three, it'll be yours. Hi, Honey.
Hi, thank you so much for your service, and thank you everybody for being on the line. I'm so glad I called in, not only just to a recording today, but to an actual meeting. I was just telling my sponsor that I'm getting bored of listening to recordings. And then as I'm writing that, I'm like, hey, wait, well, why am I listening to recordings? I should be part of an actual meeting and share, because that would be service, not just what am I getting out of this. So I'm so glad to be on today. And I love the doctor's opinion, because it doesn't matter how far gone other people were. It's like what somebody shared before, like, I need to identify in. And I identify in so, so, so much. Because once I put those foods in my mouth that I can't eat, that I'm allergic to, I'm finished. And then my brain goes crazy. And then my brain starts telling me that, oh, I don't need LA. Oh, I don't need this. I can handle it. I'm fine. It's so restrictive, blah, blah, blah. But as long as I choose not to pick up the foods that I'm allergic to, then my brain is fine. And that's a gift of God. That's how he made me. And I'm actually really glad that I'm a compulsive reader, because if I wasn't, then I wouldn't have this program. And this program keeps me sane through every single thing in my life that I go through. And I don't know how I could have gone through all the things that, you know, are part of the journey of life without the 12 steps and without this fellowship. So I'm grateful to be a compulsive overeater, and I'm grateful that I know how to identify in. And this program reminds me to give service, to give, not just to get. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Hani R. from New Jersey. Next up, Donna K. from Ohio, and there's a possibility of one more person for a two-minute share. You want to get prepared to comment on the first three paragraphs of page XXV. Hey, Donna, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you for the program today. I really am very grateful for the program. Visiting loved ones and doctor's opinion is just, I read that and write on that all the time. I can't be reminded enough. Very grateful for the support and the service. We're here visiting loved ones, and I got a lot of outreach calls yesterday, and did a 10th step. 10th step is just a gift to help me clear the decks, you know, with prayer and fellows, and very grateful, and I feel more like myself, finally on the West Coast time zone. All right, thanks so much. I pass.
Thank you very much, Donna Kay. Appreciate your share. Excellent. Okay, so let's take a look at maybe one, perhaps two other people to comment on the beginning of step one, the doctor's opinion.
Can I take your name, please?
Debbie P. from Indiana.
Debbie P. from Indiana.
Sherry KB.
Sherry KB from California. I just knew that. Okay, Debbie P., you're up first for three.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Debbie P. I'm calling from Indiana. I'm a compulsive overeater. The first thing that I see in my book on the doctor's opinion, I've got a triangle drawn, and inside that triangle, I have the word we. On the bottom left,
quick star one, Debbie P., so we don't lose your time. Just quick star one again.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just going on. Okay,
you
my
can.
Name is Debbie.
Keep going.
Thank you. Debbie P. from Indiana. I'm a compulsive overeater. And in my book, the first thing that I have is a triangle drawn at the top of my page. And at the top of the triangle is the word God. In the middle of the triangle is we. To the left point is me, and to the right point is fellowship. And so I feel like it's all encompassing. I can't do it alone. I need God first, and I need the fellowship, and I need to be present. The first time I read through this, the doctor's opinion, and actually the whole big book, somebody asked me, can't you see yourself in this book? And I said, no, I do not relate to this book. And I've been coming to vision now since 2020, so about 2 years, and I'm just over 6 weeks abstinent. I am finally hearing, I think, what I need to hear. I'm hearing it different than I ever have before, and it's because I listen to my fellowship. That's all of you. And I keep coming back, and I keep doing the work. You know, no matter how resistant I might be, I keep doing it. So I want to thank everybody for being here. And if you're new, keep coming back. And if you're not, keep coming back also. And I will pass with that. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Debbie P. from Indiana. Sherry KB, you're up next. Let's see, you've got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. All right. So I'm Sherry, and I'm
or
a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. I've been struck leave you in the past 24 hours. Oops, sorry about that. I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you for your service, Melanie and Team Thursday. You know, the doctor's opinion is about the allergy. And what this tells me is that I have a disease of loneliness that I've treated with isolation. And I can't do this alone. That's why the first word on here is we. And, you know, it talks about what I love, it stands out for me, is that this is the plan of recovery described in this book. So it's telling me that I can recover from my disease. And that's what first jumped out at me when I saw this first paragraph, is that the plan of recovery that is described in this book, and definitely in order for a reason, and that, you know, once I do this work, that, you know, I can return to health, and that I can be of service to other people and help other people, because that's the only way that I'm going to stay recovered. And that, you know, it talks about my suffering. I mean, I don't know about you, but I definitely suffered with this disease. And without my higher power's help and without the steps, I can't do this. And yes, was I hopeless? You bet I was. And my disease would tell me I'm not, but I knew I was, because I would hit a bottom that was so terrible that, you know, I just felt like nobody's going to be able to help somebody like me. And I just want you to know there is help. There's help in this book. There's help in the steps. There's help with a step guide, a sponsor. And, you know, we're just starting again to see what our disease is like. And without my higher power's help, I can't stay absent, happily, and contently, and neutral around the food, sane, safe, and protected. And I'm just grateful for that. And I pass. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Sherry KB. And that concludes the sharing part of our program this morning, or I guess our meeting this morning is what I should say. And stick around, though. We have about 10 more minutes during an unrecorded time that we're going to get newcomer names, sponsor contact information. You don't want to leave here without the sponsor if you need one. Thank you so much for the enthusiasm, for being able to kick off this morning, the privilege of being able to kick off this morning the directions for step one, becoming abstinent, the doctor's opinion. I'm so grateful for that.
And thank you, everyone, that worked here together on Team Thursday. We have one more Thursday together. Nearly 200 people on the line. This could be our family and our community, over 200 people, to get us recovered and abstinent today. Consider that idea. So what I'd like to say here is that we're going to move on with closing of the recorded portion of this meeting. And I would like to ask Mary B. to please read page 164 for us, and then we'll start moving on with a serenity prayer if you'd like to join in. Hi, Mary B.
Yeah, thank you, Mel. Mary B., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, happy to do service. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.